I'm up right now. It's 5:02, Saturday, the 5th of November. Yes, we're going to have a cup of tea, aren't we?
Yeah, I'll let you call you on a day.
This business, mate.
So Feldman leaves you up at 4 o'clock this morning,
again.
Yeah.
4 o'clock on the 5th now, that's the 3rd night in succession.
Can you say now?
I'll see you later.
What?
That was your big
fail.
That's
right, he's in the street.
He shouted.
Yeah.
He shouted.
He's in the bus.
Fire.
What?
Fire.
Yes.
All right, sir.
That's all right.
So is my reply?
Yes.
And my fault.
If you get a fucking bastard, you are.
That's what he said.
Yes.
That's disgraceful, that, isn't it? Talking like that to people.
Go to your house and look. Okay. The phone's off. Have I got any money?
So you've got it off.
I knew it was going
off.
You
know it was going off.
Yeah, you got off. Have I got any money? Right. I said, where is it? Anything else? I've done nothing wrong.
It's a lot, man. He said to you, you don't care.
I said, oh, fucking up with the thing. For months, for months. And what did he say about that?
Ah, I said in London.
Yes.
Living in London.
Under Hill, protected custody.
Yeah. And did he say he let you see it?
No.
Right. Did he say, did I write? I'll bring you down with him. That's the sign he is getting desperate.
Yeah.
And he should be getting desperate because he knows now, he is the fool.
He says,
my quote.
Yes,
well, you go along with it, that's all right.
I said, what do you mean? He said, well, that's a fucking ass.
and he can't find it. Look, I've got fucking out there. The car ride down in London, yeah. Down in London. Because you can't find fucking boat. Because it's just been a fucking holiday. A fucking holiday, by the way. Well, I did with you, yeah. Didn't I yesterday, remember? Yeah. And I said, this is being fucked, sorry. I'm a fucking owner. And then he said, I said, I'm going to fucking blow you away.
Mm.
I said, you're not going to fucking blow me away.
Mm.
I said, you're not going to blow me away. I said, yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah,
so. I said, you're not fucking going to blow me away.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I said, I'm not going to be intimidated or anybody. If he's out, he goes, when they're sending them home, I'm being honest. Yeah. because it was all central, but really small, really clean. Everything else, that same mantis, somewhere else. And this is mantis, mantis, it's like father system. You know, he says, I'm a dead man for today. That was his language. He says, I'm a dead man for today. He says, I don't know how to do it. So he says, where do you want to be? In order to pull. Did I say this? Yes. And he says, and it's... And he can even say now, the same, but no less. He says, fight me blue nose. With my fire on me. What does he say? You don't mean I see that. And he says, I said, what do I do? He says, give me any stuff. He says, give me any stuff. He says, I'll do anything to stop you going down. Which, don't I admit? He says, it's a good answer. Of course, it started my son telling me about the compass.
Yes, yes.
No, I'm not. It's still okay. First of all, what's wrong with you, you don't know? And he says, he says, he's sexually wanted to ask. He says, you do, don't you? I said, of course I'm sexually wanted to ask. I said, because of the books you have. I said, I can't get down for you. So he came and I said, so, dear Mr. Glenn, I understand that you are currently protecting the interests of your client, Michael Barrett.
I
therefore thought he would like to know that Paul Feldman is circulating a copy of a private letter from Mike Barrett of his desk with the intention of showing that he is not literate enough to have authored the diary. He sent that everywhere, Feldman. The man is going to do a deal with you this morning. This is dated the 3rd of November. 4 foot more, right?
He says he's here.
And this is what's happened just before here. It seems to imply, for example, that Mr. Barrett spells H-A-R-T.
H-E-A-R-T.
Oh, well, yes, that's what you're saying, of course. Although the word is spelled correctly 3 times in the diary. Now, he's attached a bit of a letter that Solomon circulated to everyone, crying Michael.
Yes.
Solomon sending them to everyone. And it's page 3, yeah, page 3. Yeah, no, two, it's page 1 and 2, yeah. And he's mentioned it on his part, look, the night, and he's right, read it for you to see what this bastard's doing here. Yeah, it's a spirit form. Private letters of clever words, yeah, to everyone. Newspapers, magazines saying you are a fucking illiterate idiot. That's what he's making out. Now that same man who's doing all this, is this a tedious of a man, character? But we already know we've been through the world about. Fortunately, I had some good people put me really in the picture about this. Oh, pity you, Yossi. Is it true to
Yes.
Exactly. And if you were typing out the diary and all that, would you have any reason to spell half H-A-R-T?
No.
Or did you? Maybe, oh, well, that's just the one that I thought. Maybe Maverick was a bad spell.
H-A-R-T.
Right. I can hear it. Michael, you've been doing short stories. Oh, listen. I think you're a bit like me, sort of self-educated.
Yeah.
I'm dropping it. I'm in the middle of the day. You can write a story. You can write a story. You can write a story. If you want to. So what's the bloody old answer to this? He doesn't know about these things, does he? He won't tell her. He's a gangster man. He'd tell her that you're a gobble and you're doing it. He'd turn on again. He's standing totally away from you. Why should he have fallen on these? Well, Anne doesn't want to know you because of him, because he's still in there full of rubbish, probably.
Yeah,
and he's like, right, he's doing it to everyone else, to me, yeah, to the press, this is all for everyone. Then he rings up here to put you in a sound status because he needs another 7 days to blow it up tight. So don't do nothing, Mike, I'll look after everything. He needs a few more days to get things sorted.
Because
the pressure is on him, Mike.
He was shitting us.
Yeah, let's hear that tape on him.
Mike, you know what?
What?
Yeah,
go on.
No, you feel that?
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
When I was recording it?
Yes.
When I was recording it?
Yes.
Put the package there?
Yes.
I knew the package there the other day, but you said you had them on one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had them on one.
And you've worn the package out, playing it back.
Playing it back, Mike.
I'm still going.
Don't let this man Feldman can you out of this. This man Feldman is after you.
On top of that, Richard Saunders.
Richard
is what does.
Oh, the solicitor.
Yes,
it's possible.
By the way, your name is very highly recommended. Did you just make your letter and
move? Yes,
you did.
And I said,
what matter is this?
No matter what he's done.
He's gone law now.
He's talking law.
He says,
he's got you.
Verbally.
And Richard, I'm talking to you. This is now.
Verbally,
he doesn't say,
not what it is.
No.
He's got you verbally by you know what.
Who has?
Got a problem?
Yes,
I have.
I'm talking the way Richard is speaking.
No, he won't come out and say,
Mike, he's got you right up the ball.
No, that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, that's what he was
saying. As a gentleman,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Nice to meet a gentleman now,
yeah. Yeah.
But he says, he's got you literally
verbally,
yeah. Right.
Do you know what?
So I said, what is it?
He says, well, wait.
Well, his attitude,
he says, wait and see what he does.
Quote,
wait and see what he does.
He says, and
if he does something that is outside the law,
which is outside the law.
I said, yeah, but I mean, I won't get blown away.
You can't get any law.
Not the outside the law.
Yeah.
If you're going outside the law, you have to laugh.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah.
He said,
well,
we don't know. He said, now this is what he said. That, at the present moment in time, there's not stress, there's nothing carried out.
He said,
there's nothing.
No, hang on, I'll just tell you what Richard said.
I know.
He said, that stress has not been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we're talking civil litigation now, Harry.
Is that what we're talking?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm only going to go against Richard Bart Jones, for whom I have the greatest of respect. And I'm quite sure he may be being misquoted now, because he is a very good lawyer. Now, let me say this. Threats to kill people are a criminal offence. There's no it's a book or straight around it. People get arrested for threats to kill people and they go to prison for something like 2 to 3 years. That's what it's so serious it is. Because in 1994, people are being threatened with their lives and sometimes they lose them. And the only way to stop all this is to put the man who's doing it under scrutiny, and then if anything happens to you, he's in deep trouble.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Right. You and I have got no secrets. You and me, this is. Don't you worry about that. That's for me. You actually did it, nothing. You've come clean about it.
Yes.
You can sit down here now today and we can sort it. We can just, if you're the one actually doing it, you can sit down here today and sort it. And we can make a statement here and now. But that's what both have said and what you said 7 months ago, and you said it to the guy in the post. It's a public knowledge now that my brother just said that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just want to say, well, all right, make a scene, Jack, I want to carry out this
personality.
No, they won't go down the fifth day. Just like I've been trying to tell you, people are rallying around you. They know it's not you. It's the big boys who've got the steamroller going now. You make a scene, rest of things, and get it all moving now to support. What Scotland Yard say about Bowman and all that? Give them the clear. Scotland Yard, if the fire's open, set up there, and set up ready to go. I'm acting on instructions I've received for the third party in Scotland Yard today. And today I've been told utmost importance. You must set this down in writing. If threats occur, you must go to the police station, make this report, and quote me at Scotland Yard on a matter of detention, and we will look into that.
We're talking about Scotland Yard.
We're talking about London, or we're talking about Scotland Yard. Scotland Yard.
I've never done anything.
They're not after you.
I never done anything nasty.
No, you just set out and...
What were the kinds of affairs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
got out there and out of the coast. And,
what can I do with that?
I just, I know it's chopping around in this, but I forget things because he's talking to me and that, and you only got that crumpet,
yeah.
And the other. What was the name you used before you did a loan? What was it? Johnny. What's wrong now? What's happening? What are you on? Okay, what's wrong then? I'm okay. Johnny, I'll find out all of them. I'll find Paul Bellman. He can fucking tell me anybody. I'm nobody. Bastard. Johnny, I
need the machine here.
Do I need to tell the boy?
No, no. I can take that around, Johnny. He'll probably be back soon, I thought. Okay, boy, it's not going to be your darling. It's not going to be
my sister. No, no, no.
Yeah, he's not going to. I'm in a very hard place.
Yeah, boy, what's up with St. Thomas? I'm going to go try the boy.
I know what's up wrong, yeah. There's only one way to hope people come up tonight. And that's the end of the law. If it's practically there, you're in the shop, then we don't want to see them. Don't see them. I'll be with you, don't worry. I'm sure you're being pretty good yesterday, man, I think, huh? Did you see your name?
Oh.
Oh, Mr. Barrett, if you did it, don't do it again. I've been threatened, I've been intimidated, I've been a lot. I've been threatened, I've been intimidated, I've done a lot. But, and the people coming down,
the people coming after you.
Because you want me down to do the deal with Anne, but he's doing it then.
What?
No, not the deal with Anne, it's not for you. I want to be Anne because I love her. I love her too.
Yeah.
I call on your emotions. When you come out and said the truth about this story, as you did some time ago,
yeah. Don't
ever let loose with Feldman. And the fact that it all started on it, and then it didn't.
Oh, yes, and that's just it. And that point out,
and that's the thing.
But I'm just talking to Bruce.
And I'm all two of us.
Yeah.
That's when it started.
That's when it started.
I only wanted to tell the
truth. Yeah.
I only wanted to tell the
truth. I didn't know you that much.
I only wanted to tell the
truth. So, if you start with the detection of the Feldman, Mr. Henry,
oh, you know you're a detective
now? Oh, yes, I'm a detective, aren't I?
Well,
I want to see this guy, but actually, I want to see him before the court to answer to the way he's gone on again. I mean, you know, it's a model to get alone. Normally, he's afraid of that. He should have that cancer for the trouble in the world he's got up there.
Why did he put something on time? That's poison.
So he puts everyone on time. Hoping to get any little thing he can use.
Yeah, but every time
he'd probably be sending safety cordons of you all around everywhere, saying it's difficult, haven't you, now?
Probably it's not smooth.
Can you honestly believe what this man said? This is it. I'll bet you'll get it again.
You know, go up, wouldn't
I? Yes.
I mean, I have to tell
him what to do.
Well, I'm probably going to do so.
Yes, it is.
And now, if you're going to be standing around,
that's how you land. Just as it's going to be done.
Yeah, look at me stand by. I'm probably going to get fucked.
Yeah.
So you never tell me you've got a story, isn't it?
No.
No, that's something I never do.
Well, exactly. That's the difference between ordinary people who get a bit upset over things, or very upset over things, and by bad men, who are able to carry out what he says. And this is what makes the truth so angry about these things.
Very
ugly, they are ugly like that. They can't be everywhere, but you don't know what it would be like there, can you?
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, they are ugly like that.
Yeah.
I wish you could have known that, because all that day you seem to be so poor nature.
Yeah.
I told you then, you seem to be so bloody poor nature.
I wish you could have wake up to reality.
Yeah.
I cried. Now, I'm talking about my daughter.
Yeah.
Never mind. What happened to my wife?
Yeah.
We're going to be broke.
Well, you're not being sane to me.
So the whole point here would be nice if there was some kind of a legacy to your daughter.
That's what you said, yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, one thing is your daughter.
So I'm, obviously.
I don't know. I'm happy about the gravestone.
Well, everybody thinks about a bloody gravestone. If you're happy about a gravestone.
You've got a whole well.
Well,
there's nothing there, that's for sure.
You've not been a well, have you?
No!
You've had problems.
Well, I've been by myself all the time.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have the decency to want contact with you.
And now Anne has kept his daughter from you.
Completely.
Completely.
Which is natural.
And so it is.
Which is such a
nice thing to do, isn't it?
And how will we get this all done again if that is successful?
By making a stand and by being truthful and honest.
And that's the only way it's going to be chosen.
And then Feldman got the right, so it does.
Being looked at properly,
as he should be.
You see, he had a hand in the newspaper, by the way.
Oh, no.
He did not have any enemies, really.
Going up to the world.
But you know nothing.
Yeah. Well, so that's down in all, you read all your personal records and everything.
Oh, shit.
It went no privacy.
Look, Johnny, it's driving it, obviously.
You think it's private?
Oh, my gosh, it isn't. I think it's the truth this morning, and that's after the from Nick Warren.
They were private. They were really, really private.
Oh, Well, that's a bit much, sir. No, that's for any man. That's anything that's hard to handle. But that's what it's practice here now. Putting all my private love letters. That's what he's done. Sent them down. Finished letters for that man. Sorry, I wasn't looking for them. You mean it's a dream. I'm sorry. So I might give it a private letter. Now, what we've got to do here in the whole area of the police squad, okay, fine, is a statement. Now, what statement?
I'm never going to let you. I'm not going to go on the road.
Are we?
Yeah.
You put that out.
You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I know I should have done it.
You could have.
You came out
there. You came out
there. I'll let you say, I'm a police
salesman.
MIA. UK Limited, is that right?
Yeah.
You don't, don't you?
Yes, yes.
But I want it, don't I?
I want
him. I want him more than I want any money or money to gain of any kind. I want him.
No, 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 no.
I've always got to give you things you think about me, even when I was a sucker. I don't like police.
When I was in the vice squad, I used to lock up those bloody strip carriers by the cell.
Yeah.
I don't like police and bullies.
Never had one.
Never had one.
Okay, well,
don't know what it is. And it happens to me now in life. And so we've got a bit old world now. People think I'm a bit
of a
touch. I don't know.
I'll never give in. I'll never say no.
Yeah,
how old
is he?
Even the clothes! He can cut me, fixing me!
He's with you now.
And he's going to be rolling with you when he gets my letter, he's right now.
London. 7 years. 7 years.
I am.
London, yeah.
Thank you.
because he's in the hospital, you see.
If you can't tell.
Don't worry about that.
There's
the open telegraph. I live alone at 12 Golden Street Little Four with my wife Anne wrote the... I live alone at 12 Golden Street Little Four. My wife Anne wrote the Jack the Ripper Diary, the actual manuscript. I have stated this to some considerable time. In recent months, a man named Paul Feldman, whose business address, number, telephone number, has taken control of my family. My wife Anne, my daughter Caroline, and even Anne's father, William Graham, all are at the secret address in London. Right, hold on. So I want my signature on the device. No, I want your statement. So, the object of the whole thing is so that Feldman can manipulate. So it's so that Feldman can manipulate and drive the food. I never said anything shown in the paper. I said he has written those letters to publishers all over the place. Kind of cause much shit to you as he can. I can't do any more than tell you that, Mike. Right? All right, come on.
It's just funny, see? I'm not being funny. I'm not being funny.
I know.
It's just... It's really shocking.
Right,
come on.
So the fellas and manipulation was... Thank you. No, it's not that long. I'm looking January.
Over the past 6 months?
No, 12 months. Well, no, well, actually, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. I don't know that much, haven't you?
I've certainly been nothing over the past.
I don't understand that. It's hard for my life when it's been fighting. Yeah, I'll put it on the bracket, which is about to send up here. Yeah. You'll be sold every
about yourself, if I should, yeah. Then you didn't want to know.
No.
So then I'll blow it away.
Then
exactly.
Yeah.
So I've got to go. He came out and I said to him, thank you. Michael, if you fucking all shut up. If you fucking all shut up, this is his language now.
Yes.
If I fucking all shut up, you're telling to yourself, I don't trust the fucking bastard. Everything will come back. Yeah, I'll come back. Your daughter will come back. Everything will come back. Yeah. But I don't trust it.
Yes, I told him I didn't trust him.
Yeah, but you say, fuck you. I can't get to tell the truth.
No,
no. And he said, fuck you. And then when I was, yeah, so I said, I said, you're one fucking bastard. You could have fucking done something wrong with it. And next minute, I said, you're one fucking bastard.
So,
my language. I told him, he was one fucking bastard. You say one thing wrong with it, and you crack it the other. I mean, he's...
You're working hard, mate.
I know.
The point is, it's all you see. That's the point.
It's the truth.
You can't come to the car, don't you?
I know.
After you've done all this, you're going to make it a little late.
Yeah.
No, just about this. Just as a friend. Nothing else. Nothing else. This is not to do with the diary.
No.
This is not to do with anything else. So I'm just going to show you something.
All right.
And this is nothing to do with the diary whatsoever. It really isn't.
Okay.
I mean, mine is after the rest of it.
See, well, that's actually when the police are looking after it properly.
Yeah, I know.
Without treating you like a guilt.
Yeah.
And I was just kidding that.
My right-hand Barrett wrote the Jack the Ripper diary, the actual manuscript.
I spoke to this at some considerable time. In recent months, a man named Paul Cameron, MIA Decorated Limited, Baker Street, London, phoned to me. I've taken control of my family, my wife Anne, my daughter Caroline, and even Anne's father, William Blair. All are at a secret address in London.
Correct.
The object of all this is for the family to manipulate them while she could see firm contracts and other rights and royalties. In fact, a conspiracy is afoot. Tolman insists the Daily Manuscript is true, and he's pressuring me and anyone else to get in the way. On Thursday, the 3rd of November, I received a phone call from Tolman. I told him over the past 11 months, and I immediately recognized his voice. It was about 4 a.m. I've been threatened by Tolman over the past 11 months with the truth is very serious, and I am very worried. And in fact, very frightened about it, he said. It's not beyond me to get a couple of hours from other people to finish you off. He then said, I don't care two fucks for your balance. I informed my solicitor. We rung the next night, about 4 o'clock again. I immediately recognized Paul Selman's voice. He said, I'll fucking blow you away back. On Saturday, the 5th, we rung again. About 4 a.m. again, but previously, it was again that when Paul Selman said, by this time next week, the problems will be solved if you shut up. I told him I didn't trust him, he said, fuck you. I told Selman he was one fucking bastard, but he offered money 1 minute, setting my life the next. Selman said, well, literally, I'm going to fucking do you, and I mean literally. You'll never see your daughter again. This man Selman has a mostly black man. He says, if I shut up, I will see my daughter, and if I don't shut up, I will see her, I won't see her. Quote to quote him, I won't see her again ever. I honestly and truly think this is the serious death of my life. I'm really scared. This man is powerful enough to do anything. And I really feel that he will carry it out. The recent death has got seriously really serious. And I now take the whole matter very seriously. And after that, what I've got to consider here, as you see, is I've never had seen or heard much from my daughter.
No.
Right, so that means I can actually figure that. Right.
Dale.
on the phone? Yes. 732-6119. 6119. Hey, Dale. Bloody hell. I nearly come to me. Only in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Hey, Dale.
Where's that?
Well, it's album.
After 19.
Yeah. After 18. Thomas, and they get the things rolling from there. That's all for now.